Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pete Mackinnon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Danny Goodwin. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Rick Sofield. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Mackinnon applying the tag. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive towards first. Goodwin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano strikes out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Leonard, and towards Brett, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiniger moves to second. Two outs. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon misplays the ball. That's an error on Mackinnon. Hurdle moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote bunts towards the mound. Redfern fields it and throws to first for the out. Hurdle moves to third. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sofield. Washington reaches second base with a double. Hurdle scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to third. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. Akins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field. Powell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Powell. Akins moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive towards short. Mackinnon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Redfern fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-0 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodwin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackinnon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodwin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mackinnon moves to third. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sofield hits a line drive into left field. Wilson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wilson. Mackinnon scores. Goodwin moves to third. Sofield moves to second. It's Royals, 1, Twins, 1. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goodwin scores. Sofield scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Powell. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Powell steals second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher strikes out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilfong. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Wilfong steals second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Weiniger is walked intentionally. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodwin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Akins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sofield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-2 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Jerry Grote. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk takes first base on ball 4. Hurdle moves to second. Doug Corbett now pitching. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hurdle scores. Quirk moves to third. It's 4-2, Twins. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Quirk tags and scores. One out. It's 4-3, Twins. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Washington moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington scores. Otis moves to second. It's Royals, 4, Twins, 4. Jack O'Connor now pitching. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Connor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now catching. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Powell strikes out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilfong hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Wilfong reaches third base with a triple. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatcher takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 4. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Quirk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Ward pinch runs for Butch Weiniger. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-3 in the game. Castano bunts towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. One out. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mackanin hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward moves to third. Two outs. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward scores. It's 5-4, Twins. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sofield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodwin moves to second. Ken Brett now pitching. Ron Jackson pinch hits for Hoskin Powell. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Engel now playing right field. Sal Butera now catching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5. And Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.